This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Healthy Matters, presented by Hennepin Healthcare, a network of neighborhood clinics, specialty centers, hospital, and Minnesota's Level 1 Adult and Pediatric Trauma Center. Please remember, we can only give general medical advice during the program, and every case is unique. We urge you to consult with your personal physician if you have health concerns. Now, here's Denny Long with your host, Dr. David Hilden, internal medicine physician with Hennepin Healthcare, with more Healthy Matters.
And good morning. Good Sunday morning to you. Welcome to this edition of Healthy Matters. Your host, Dr. David Hilden, is in studio with a couple of special guests. Beautiful morning here.
It's a gorgeous morning. Good morning, everybody. Thanks for listening. It's a nice springtime day here in the Twin Cities.
Cinco de Mayo?
It is Cinco de Mayo. Although I went out the other day and we just called it Trace de Mayo and we went with it.
Good idea. That works too.
Yeah, the cafeteria at the hospital was loaded with fantastic food from Mexico. It was great on Trace de Mayo. You know, so good morning, everybody. I'm glad you're all listening. Just best wishes to Jim Gilbert. Absolutely. As he goes into a new phase of his career. I've listened to Nature Notes for years. And absolutely. So thank you so much, Jim, for being part of our Sunday morning breakfast for all these years. I don't know how I'm going to know when the hummingbirds are coming.
That's true.
Because Jim always tells us when the hummingbirds are coming into town. Anyway,
we'll call them.
We'll call them. We'll find out. We'll find out. Anyways, we're still here. We have a great topic today. We have a topic that you can only do if you work at Hennepin, I think. Others know a little bit about it, but we know a lot. We're going to talk about wound healing. We're going to talk about hyperbaric oxygen and what that has to do with wound healing. And we're going to talk about why you should care. It's a big deal. And to help me out, I have a couple of repeat guests on the show this morning. Both of them have been on the show. The one who's been on more often, Dr. Nicole Bowerly. She runs our podiatry surgery department. She's in charge of that program. She specializes in medical and surgical treatment of foot and ankle disorders in adults and in kids. She does traumatic fracture care management. She does sports-related injuries. She does wound care, including diabetic wound care, which we're going to talk about. Vascular problems, we're going to talk about that. She does that as well. And she does foot and ankle deformities, which cause chronic pain. So if you have questions or concerns about your feet, there isn't anybody who knows more about it than Dr. Bowerly. Welcome back, Nikki. Good to have you.
Having me back.
So you've had a long night, I think. So she might be a little tired. So listeners, you know, if she starts to mumble or, you know, or anything like that, she's been doing, you were operating not long ago.
Yeah, I finished up my case about 3 this morning.
Okay, so in our line of work, or in her line of work, sometimes you have to operate at 2-3 in the morning. And she was just doing that. But that's the dedication of the people here. You had to come anyway, huh?
That's correct. So I'm here for the radio show, and then I return to the hospital for 2 more cases.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, I'm going to go just to drink some coffee. So that's what I'm going to do. She's a hard-working surgeon, and so thank you for being on the show. She's been on 2 or 3 or 4 times over the past decade talking about various issues around your feet. Also joining me is a repeat guest, Dr. Tom Masters. He is a double-boarded person in medicine. That means he's an emergency medicine doctor and a hyperbaric medicine doctor. Welcome back to the show, Tom.
Thanks for having me.
He does quite a bit of work in limb preservation and using hyperbaric oxygen for that purpose. That's not all he does, but that's one of his areas of specialty. How did you get into that, Tom?
You know, I'm primary board is an emergency room doctor, and we see a lot of the same things over and over again, and sometimes things are refractory and hard to treat. But one of the things I always kind of like about being involved in wound care and helping people with wounds that are refractory and working with like Dr. Bowerly is that we get to see good results and have people that have been struggling with something for a while. And then when we have a good coordinated response, we get results and people can get to move on with their lives and get feeling better.
That's super cool. Now, I remember, and I've talked about it on the air, about our hyperbaric chamber few years ago. I can't remember. I don't even remember when it was. 4, 5, 6 years ago. They brought in a huge, big tank from Australia.
That's correct. Yeah.
And it replaced what looked like something out of 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, our old chamber. So can you just briefly tell me, just to start off the show, Tom, about our hyperbaric program?
So I'm biased here, obviously, but I think we have one of the premier hyperbaric centers in the country, if not the world. You're absolutely right. We brought our chamber in over from Australia, shipped in one piece, and kind of constructed a part of the hospital around it. We're one of the busiest hyperbaric units in the nation. We take care of we do about 5,000 dives a year, so it's a lot of people we're seeing and doing really cool stuff. Not just wound care, but we see patients who have radiation injury from their cancers. We have people who have emergencies. We're the only emergency hyperbaric chamber in all of Minnesota, western Wisconsin, and North and South Dakota. And if you have carbon monoxide poisoning, we treat you. If you have the flesh-eating bacteria infections, we treat those patients as well. Patients who have scuba diving-related injuries. Every so often, we see somebody coming up from the Great Lakes. So it happens.
They're not from Lake Harriet.
We've seen that, believe it or not, too.
Have you?
We have, yeah.
Okay, here's more than people want to know also. But I used to scuba dive when I was a teenager. And I remember doing my test run at Square Lake near Stillwater. And I don't recall getting nitrogen sickness or any of that. I'm wondering, we've got one of the world's premier hyperbaric oxygen chamber. We're not in the Grand Caymans here.
No, this is true.
So, but you do see some scuba diving.
We do. In the wintertime, and in fact, a few months ago, we did see people coming back from vacation, and they had dive related illnesses from their trips to warmer climates, and they came back to the Upper Midwest and had consequences from their scuba diving stuff.
So we're going to talk about all of that today, but I'm going to ask you, Dr. Bowerly, why do we have a foot surgeon and a hyperbaric guy in the room at the same time? In other words, what is the kind of the intersection with what you do, what Dr. Masters does, and in limb preservation?
So we have a lot of research now that shows diabetic foot ulcers do better with a team approach. So if it's just one physician caring for foot ulcers, those actually do less well than having multiple docs on board. So you want to see a podiatric surgeon. And then we also, right away from the beginning, involve vascular surgery or interventional radiology to help improve the blood flow from the large vessel standpoint. And then small vessels is where hyperbarics comes in as well.
So I was saying earlier, I was going to tell listeners, why should you care? This is a relatively big deal with diabetes particularly and other venous insufficiencies. So let's try to get our heads around about diabetes. Some of you may have diabetes, but it's a bigger deal in Minnesota and nationwide than many people realize.
So let's do some trivia.
All right, trivia time.
Yeah, so how many people in the state of Minnesota have diabetes?
12. Not quite, huh? No, it's a lot, isn't it? As a primary care doctor, I know it's a lot. How many people in Minnesota have a lot? So 50,000, 100,000?
Roughly 350,000 Minnesotans have diabetes.
350,000 Minnesotans. So that's like the entire population of Minneapolis.
It's about 9% of the Minnesotan population.
Oh, that's a ton. And so do they all know it?
No. So about 1 in 10 Minnesotans don't know that they have diabetes. And so this is the important thing about preventative care and not just amputations. So we like to do preventative care. So see your primary care doctor. Minute clinics are great for ear infections or small things, but continue with your primary care and get checked out and make sure that you're nice and healthy and nothing's missing. So
I second that completely. If you're, as somebody who does see patients in clinic in a primary care setting, if you everybody should be screened at some point in your life for diabetes, but there are some people that really should be. If you are carrying a little extra weight, if you're a bigger person, if you have some family history of it, if you have any symptoms of diabetes. But everybody, even if you don't have any of that, it's easy. It's just a blood test.
And unfortunately for Minnesotans, diabetes is on the rise. And there's about 18,000 new diagnoses every year in the state of Minnesota.
So I like what you said about prevention. Those of us who don't know we have diabetes, you would be wise to find out. But then those 1 in 10 nearly Minnesotans that do have it, you can still prevent some of the complications of diabetes, which would be foot injuries and, you know, and vision problems for that matter, and kidney problems with good management of your diabetes. So I think prevention is probably the first message we're going to say here. I love that. So you're a foot surgeon and we're talking about prevention. What happens when it does progress? Why is it that wounds happen in people with diabetes?
So over time, that high blood sugar can damage both the arteries and the nerves, and patients get into what's called peripheral neuropathy. And that's where they can't feel their feet. And even something as simple as wearing the wrong shoes, they don't feel the rock in there, or that their shoe is ill-fitting and they end up with a blister. And then our wound healing response is delayed, in which they can end up with infections leading to amputations.
And those wounds can just be present for months and months?
So that's what we hope. That doesn't happen. So if you do have a blister or a small wound, you want to see your podiatrist right away. And there are new guidelines coming out, even for everybody, including patients with their internist, that if your wound is not shrinking by half within 4 weeks, you should be referred on to a specialist. So don't wait that months and months and months with your general practitioner or your internist. Ask for that referral right away. That's when we can help save toes and feet and legs.
We're going to repeat that after the break. We have to take a short break. Is that right, Denny?
That's right.
And I'm going to repeat that. That was a great little tip right there.
All right, very good. Let's take this break. And I'm going to give the phone number and the text number. You can join in on the conversation. 651-989-9226. Text is 81807. And welcome back to Healthy Matters this Sunday morning. And here again is your host, Dr. David Hilden.
Thanks, Denny. Dr. Bowerly, you said just before the break that if someone's wound isn't getting better on their foot in a certain amount of time, they should probably see a surgeon in podiatry. Could you say that again?
Sure. So a lot of times patients struggle with wound care or healing on their own at home before they even present to their primary care doctors. So it's been weeks or months already. And then sometimes they sit with their primary care doctor for a while as well. And then ultimately there's a referral over to our limb preservation program. And with some new reimbursements coming out through Medicare, we're looking at we know that early intervention does better and it's cheaper for healthcare dollars. And so if your wound is not shrinking by half within 4 weeks, you want to be asking for a referral to a specialist.
Okay, that's good tip there. So now when a person comes to our wound preservation, our limb preservation program, what can they expect from you two? Who wants to tackle that?
Well, so I think the biggest thing that we provide at our specialty center is that you see a bunch of different specialists. We have everything in-house at Hennepin, and that's what patients need that have these complicated wounds that are hard to heal. So they start off with our podiatric surgeons, Dr. Bowerly or one of her colleagues, and they kind of do intake and see what's been done because obviously we don't want to reinvent the wheel. And if there's things that haven't been tried, we want to make sure that we cover that. And then they're kind of the quarterback on these initial intakes, and then can steer patients to the next interventions that they might need, referral to interventional radiology, referral to hyperbarics for additional testing and studies that we can do at our facility to kind of figure out what the next best step and the best targeted approach that these patients need to get them healed.
So I want to talk about hyperbaric. What does that mean?
So hyperbaric oxygen therapy is – kind of the bottom line is that we give people super high doses of oxygen. So we put you in a room, increase the pressure in the room, and the oxygen you breathe under pressure gets dissolved into your body by your lungs and gets all over, and particularly to areas that are poorly oxygenated. So for patients who have diabetic foot wounds, it's the foot that we're kind of most concerned about. And that gives you more oxygen than you would have under normal circumstances. But it also triggers some of our body's stem cells to go and to grow into new blood vessels and solve some of the microvascular, the microscopic blood vessel problems that these patients have.
Is that the main reason why wounds don't heal? Is the vasculature isn't good? Is that the main reason?
Well, it's a bunch of different things. The wounds are poorly offloaded, so they're getting pressure on the wounds. There can be infections going on as well. They might need antibiotics. There can be large blood vessel disease and then small blood vessel disease. So again, it's the bottom line is giving people good coordinated care.
So when we first got the new hyperbaric oxygen chamber a few years ago, I did a show on it, and we had listeners, CCO listeners, who became patients out of that. I remember one gentleman just distinctly. He had had wounds for a great long time, had not yet tried hyperbaric for it, and he became a They healed. And so it was just an amazing success story. And the interesting thing is, he's not unique. It does work. Tell me or tell our listeners, if you could, Tom, you know, what they would expect if you were actually in a hyperbaric chamber. Yes. That's not something people do every day.
No, it's not. You know, the biggest issue that people have is with their ears. So if you've ever flown on a plane or gone up to the top of a tall building, that pressure you feel in your ears, that's the most obvious thing that you'll notice when you're traveling down to pressure. You'll feel some discomfort.
You said the word dive.
Dive, yeah.
It's like a submarine.
Exactly. Our roots are in dive medicine. Like treating people with the bends, like we talked about earlier. But when you're going to pressure, you'll feel some pressure changes in your ear. That's the most noticeable effect. You know, why you need a doctor to kind of decide if this is an appropriate thing for you is because there are certain medical conditions that will put you at higher risk for other problems. If you have underlying heart or lung issues, you can have complications. So that's why you need a doctor to talk about, you know, whether you're appropriate or not to have hyperbaric oxygen therapy. Once you get down to pressure, it's a pretty painless experience, except that
you're reading a magazine.
Yeah. We have you can watch a movie in our chamber. Or you can sleep. I think a lot of people sleep and come out feeling refreshed from a 2-hour nap there. So it's not too bad.
So do you measure how the pressure in there by what? How do you know how deep they are?
PSI or we do feet of seawater. So I think, you know, if you talk about seawater, it's kind of easier for people to kind of wrap their heads around. The way to think about it is, for our average wound patient, we take them down, if they were scuba diving, 45 feet under the water, kind of the equivalent of that.
Wow.
But you're sitting in a room, and the only reason it's like being underwater is because those molecules around you are packed closer together.
So all you guys who don't scuba dive, you can do it in downtown Minneapolis, just across the street from U.S. Bank Stadium. Now, I bet there's a whole lot of people didn't know that. Literally, kitty corner across the street from U.S. Bank Stadium, where the Vikings are playing, there's a submarine.
Every so often, we'll get someone who's, you know, in their 80s and, you know, they've never, you know, have any travel experience or, you know, no scuba diving. And we'll get them and they'll do fine with their ears. And I'll say, you know, if you ever want to take up scuba diving after we get past this,
you're ready to go.
Fine. Yeah.
Yeah. I do want to alert listeners that it is one of the more unique things that we have here in downtown Minneapolis and at Hennepin Healthcare, the limb preservation program and the hyperbaric chamber. It is a beautiful facility that is running all the time, helping a great deal of people from the upper Midwest and beyond. We want you to be able to see it. So what we're going to do, if you remember last year, our Here for Health series, that's where we have free events for people in downtown Minneapolis who are curious and intellectually inquisitive, or maybe you have a wound yourself. And we brought people downtown Minneapolis for a series of health topics. We are just now putting together our 2019 Here for Health series. And if I'm lucky, I'm going to try to get these two to agree to have one of those in the hyperbaric oxygen chamber so that you could actually see it. You won't see one of these anywhere else that looks like this. You won't see such state-of-the-art medicine. And if you are interested in that, you're going to want to stay tuned to this broadcast in the coming weeks, because we're going to announce some dates and we're going to see if I can convince these two who run our limb preservation program to let a whole bunch of the public in. So I haven't brought that up with them yet, so I just brought it up with them on the air. I'm kind of kidding. We're sort of in talks to do that, one of our Here for Health series. So do please stay tuned for more about that right here on the show next week and the week after and the week after that. So Dr. Bowerly, for you then, so you work, how do you know then when a wound needs you to take a scalpel to it, not to put too much of a fine point on it?
It's pretty clear. Either through we see an infection process that needs debridement, or if they have wound necrosis from lack of blood flow, where it actually turns gangrene, either dry or wet, then we need to remove that necrotic tissue. Otherwise, it can get bacteria infection through the rest of the body.
Do people do – I know they do. I know the answer to this, but I want you to answer it. Do people do okay after having toes amputated or a portion of their foot?
They do very well. So we try and save
– nobody wants that.
Nobody wants that. We always try and keep the amputation as distal as possible, leaving as many of the tendon attachments as possible. And people do well getting them back into diabetic shoes with an insert, whether it's toes or a partial foot amp. And we try and reserve more of a more proximal amputation of the foot, leaving just the heel for people who don't ambulate farther distances.
Yeah, I can speak to that. Just in the hospital this week, I've been working in the hospital. I've had two patients, one who had to have an amputation just below the knee because it got too far. It would have been far better to deal with that and try to preserve that limb before it got to that point. I'm sure that's your goal as well. We are going to take a break. We're going to take listener calls and texts in the second half of the show. We're going to talk a little bit with my guests more about hyperbaric oxygen and a little bit about stem cells and how they might be able to help in wound healing. They have expertise in this that I lack, and so I'm going to tap their brains for that as well.
Very good. We'll take this break. We have about another half hour of the show to go. We're going to open up the phone lines and the text line if you want to join in on the conversation, 651-989-9226, 651-989-9226. Or if you'd prefer, send a text. That number is 81807, 81807. And good morning. Welcoming your phone calls and text messages this morning. And before we throw it back to Dr. Hilden, 651-989-9226. If you want to call in your question or send a text, 81807. And then for those folks, maybe joined us a little bit late, who did you bring with you today?
Good morning. Thank you, Denny. I have Dr. Nicole Bowerly and Dr. Tom Masters. They are part of our team in our hyperbaric program, the wound center and our limb preservation program. They are experts in helping you with wounds on your body. Primarily, we're talking here about your feet, which is a big concern for people with both diabetes and blood vessel problems to your feet. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that. We have a lot of text messages. We're going to let listeners drive a lot of the second half of the show with your text messages. We're going to talk a little bit about wounds elsewhere on your body. We're going to talk a little bit about stem cells for wound healing. And so we have a lot to cover. I wanted to thank you both for being back on the show. Nikki, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me back.
She's a surgeon who's actively working like today. So she's going to go leave the studio here and probably go put on scrubs and help out some people in the hospital. And then we have Dr. Tom Masters. He is an emergency department physician, and he also has a subspecialty interest in hyperbaric oxygen. Tom, thank you for being back on the show.
Thanks for having me.
I do want to alert people that this is a unique type of medical care that is effective, it's proven, and it's not available everywhere. So if you want to learn more about it, if you want to actually, if you have non-healing wounds, I do suggest you talk to your primary care doctors about some other options, including our limb preservation program. If you want information about any of the doctors at Hennepin, we do have a phone number and a website. The website is simply hennepinhealthcare.org, and you can go to that site for all information. Or if you want to get into any of our doctors at our clinics in downtown Minneapolis or around the Western metro area, if you want more information about the wound healing program, it's 612-873-6963. So if we could, if you guys are okay with this, I want to go to a couple text messages. And I want to first talk about who might be a candidate for hyperbaric. We might not be able to answer this question specifically because it's about a specific patient, but to talk about it, to get us to talk about who might be a candidate for that. That one says this. It says, my 84-year-old mom has been dealing with leg wounds recently. It's been going on for 2 years. She has been working with vein and wound doctors. She's been hospitalized a couple times with infections of the wounds. She has been told she's not a candidate for oxygen, the oxygen chamber. This texter then sent a picture, which we can't get. So sorry, texter, I can't get pictures on our text line, but it's probably okay anyways, because then we'd be crossing into like helping an individual patient, and we can't do that so specifically. But maybe one of the two of you could talk about who might or might not be the process for getting into hyperbaric. It's not everybody can get it.
Yeah, I mean, I'll take that. So there's hyperbaric has kind of a lot of promise, and it's really, although we've been doing dive related stuff for 100 years or so now, you know, what we do as far as wounds and some of the other applications are, it's kind of a newer process for patients. So we have a set of criteria that's set up by the Undersea and Hyperbaric Medicine Society. It has the best science behind it because these treatments are costly and time consuming. We typically see patients for a couple months. It would be a kind of an average treatment course. And so we want to make sure that we're giving you the best options and that we're treating things that have the best evidence behind it. So that's kind of how broadly our thought process goes. But really, we're happy to talk to anybody if they have any questions about it. So, you know, if they want to give us a call, they can certainly do that. If they want to schedule an appointment and we can kind of sort things out and like we talked about earlier, see what's been done and what needs to be done, we're happy to do consults, you know, whether they start off with Dr. Bowerly or whether they start off in hyperbarics. And, you know, if we think that they need Dr. Bowerly's expertise or any of her colleagues' expertise, we can kind of the stream runs both ways there. Mm-hmm. So we help.
How do people normally get into you, Nikki? How do people get into you? Are they usually referred by their primary doctor or do they call you up and say, you're a foot surgeon, help?
Yep, most are referrals, but we do not need a referral. You can always check with your insurance first to see if a referral is required by your insurance. I am in the new building in the surgery clinic, and I'm also in the Center for Wound Healing, which is right next to the hyperbaric chamber.
So she talked about the new building. That's our clinic and specialty center on 8th Street and Park Avenue in downtown Minneapolis, which is Minnesota's most state-of-the-art medical facility, actually. And so if you want to get in to see them, that's the number, 612-873-6963. I'm also going to resume the MyHealthyMatters.org site. It has been on hiatus for a few months, literally because I haven't written any posts in the last few months. I am going to resume that. We're going to do a little bit about this one, and so there'll be more information about wound healing, and then I'm also going to do one about last week's show, which is about dermatology. And so you can, there'll be links there. So in the coming week, you're going to want to go to myhealthymatters.org for more information. There's a question here, Dr. Masters, about wounds elsewhere on the body. And let me see if I can find it in here. What about wounds on the scalp? I'm paraphrasing the text message there, but is it wound healing work on other places?
Yeah, I mean, the short answer is it depends. The long answer is that if there's going to be a surgery involved, if they're going to try to have grafting, if there's going to be any kind of other bigger procedure to get something to heal, that's a place where hyperbarics can play a role. We certainly have seen patients who've had wounds on their head and scalp in the past, and we've treated them. We've seen people who have head wounds, not infrequently, but a lot of those are related to radiation injury from their cancer therapies. So it all kind of depends on what's going on.
This person in that scalp wound question said it's an MRSA wound. Do you deal with so for listeners, that's a resistant staph bacteria. It's one that there are antibiotics for, but it's one that's kind of one of those bugs that's kind of a stronger resistant bug. Do you do infected wounds as well?
We do, but we want to have the infection kind of under control. One of the indications for therapy is patients who have chronic refractory osteomyelitis, which means a bone infection that they've been treating with antibiotics and it's failed to treat. And that is an indication for therapy with hyperbaric oxygen.
Okay. I want to talk a little bit now about stem cells and osteoarthritis of the feet. Two different things. So maybe that one's for you, Dr. Bowerly. The question from the texter, is there any hope for osteoarthritis in the feet?
So stem cell therapy, let's start there, is a hot topic right now. And part of stem cell therapy is FDA approved for certain indications. So I will use stem cell therapy for wounds. I can do an injection in the operating room and setting or sheets of stem cell that we can lay into the wound to help with healing as well. What's not approved right now is joint injections, but there are many promising trials, and the early results are very favorable, better than steroid injections. But it's not FDA approved right now, so a lot of this stem cell therapy is out of pocket. So talk to your doctor about if that's appropriate. For osteoarthritis of the feet, so just kind of wear and tear, daily overuse of the feet, we do things like orthotics. Sometimes physical therapy can be helpful. Sometimes surgery is needed for osteoarthritis.
I think the number one, you know, broad topic of questions that I get on the show that I have been unable to answer over the last few years is about stem cells. I get asked it a lot, and I've told listeners on the show, I don't know. It shows promise. It shows promise. But I don't know, and I'm literally just ignorant. I don't know. But a lot of that data and a lot of that medical research is ongoing, isn't it?
So there's over 45 companies right now in the U.S. that produce stem cells, and it can be placental or cord cells, or even just recruitment growth factors. So it will recruit your own body stem cells. But as we get older, the amount of stem cells in our body reduces.
We're going to talk about that more. We're not done with that topic. You want to listen into that after the break.
All right, very good. 651-989-9226 is our phone number. Text number is 81807. I see sunshine here in the Twin Cities. Our current CCO temperature reading 51. And good morning. Welcome back to Healthy Matters this morning. And if you want to give us a call, we still have time. 651-989-9226. Again, text number. And I know we have those, Dr. Hilden, 81807.
Thank you, Denny. Back to you, Dr. Nikki Bowerly, about talking about stem cells. You said where do they come from? You mentioned it, but could you say that again? They come from umbilical cords?
So they can come from placental cells, the placenta itself, where they harvest cells from there, or from the umbilical cord. So,
and do you inject them into the wound?
We inject them into the wound, or they come in very thin sheets that we can lay into the wound.
And explain them what they do.
So, as we get older, our actual stem cells, that come for wound healing, just every normal adult, the stem cells kind of lessen as we get older. And then we also know, that in our diabetic population, our stem cells are even less in that population. So, really at a disadvantage for healing wounds. So since we're not making our own, or we don't have as many, we will place them into the wounds for adjunctive therapy. So once we clear out the infection, offload them appropriately, fix the blood flow, sometimes these wounds are still slow to heal. That's why we're adding in hyperbarics. And then we're also doing different types of collagen grafting, stem cell grafting, wound vac therapy. So these aren't just simple dressing changes. I think that's where a lot of times diabetic foot ulcers get stuck, is it's just repetitive daily dressing changes. But really the standard of care is to do more advanced orthobiologics.
So I appreciate you mentioning that, because that's going to be something you're going to hear about a lot more, I think, in the coming years. And I appreciate we finally have somebody that was able to help me out and answer some of the questions about it. So thank you, Dr. Bowerly. Hey, more questions for you, Tom, about the hyperbaric chamber. First of all, do you get claustrophobic in it? And how big is this thing?
So there's a lot of different kinds of hyperbaric chambers. Ours, we have a large room. We can hold 8 patients in there at a time. You sit in a recliner It's not particularly claustrophobic. You do have to wear a mask or a hood, so kind of a plastic thing over your head.
It's more like a room.
It is, yeah. It's a room. You know, we have 3 different rooms that we can use. There's actually a toilet in one of them. So it's kind of like the bus. We tell you not to use it unless you really need to. But it's that big.
Okay. That just brings up a lot. But you're not alone in this room, is it? You know, it's got airplane toilet in there?
You're in there with other patients. You're always in there with some other medical professional, whether it's a nurse, a technician, or sometimes we have some physician in there sometimes, depending on what's going on.
All right, let's go to the phones. Again, here's the number. There's one line open at 651-989-9226. Let's see. Russ is calling from Forest Lake, I believe. Russ, you're on CCO.
Yes. I've in January had a total ankle replacement, and the wound on the top of my ankle did not heal. We tried different things. And most recently, in fact, just last week, I had an embryonic a skin graft done. And now they've got a wound vac that's on top of it. Have you had much experience with wound vacs?
Dr. Bowerly.
I'm putting on a wound vac in about an hour. So we use wound vacs every week, every day. It's a pretty common practice whenever there's a larger soft tissue deficit. They work great. Just want to make sure, and I'm sure it sounds like you're getting pretty good care, that there's no sinus tract or infection down leading into that implant.
I've seen a lot of wound vacs, and they are standard of care in many cases, aren't they? Now, this was one after having had an ankle replacement. Is that common, ankle replacements?
So knees, hips, shoulders are more common. Ankle implants don't seem to last as long as knees, so you can get 15, 20, even 30 years out of a knee or hip replacement. Ankles are only lasting about 10 years. So I think it's because of the wear and tear on the weight-bearing joint. More advances in technology are in the market, but they're not seeming to last as long. So there's very strict criteria for ankle replacements.
Here's a one from a text messenger from a person with diabetes who's in a wheelchair. What is the proper way to treat a pressure sore that has developed in a wheelchair-bound patient with diabetes? It's probably on their rear end.
Or
it could
heels.
Be on their heel. Could be on their heel.
Yep, or on the outside of the feet. So usually pressure points. So you want to really focus on offloading. So there are certain types of offloading boots that are very helpful. You want to work with your physical therapist and adjust your wheelchair. So there are different types of footrests that can be adjusted and then offloading for the feet so you don't end up with pressure wounds or sores.
Okay, do we have time for any more
phone
calls?
Yes, we do. Let's do Gerald in Stillwater. Gerald, what is your question, please?
Yes, I would like to ask you why you never teach about prevention and maintenance instead of always waiting until there's a problem and then inventing some way to cure it. Why?
Okay.
Great question, Gerald, and because it's a good point. Prevention is the way to go. And if you might want to listen to the podcast of the show, because the first 10 minutes of the show, Dr. Bartley was talking about how prevention is more important. Let's reiterate that point, because that's how we started the show today.
So prevention is the key to all of this. Working with your primary care, if you need an endocrinologist, a doctor that specializes in managing blood glucose, that is very key. See your podiatrist at least once a year. Get your testing to make sure that you don't have neuropathy. Custom shoes and inserts when you qualify. That is all the best care to help prevent amputations.
Yeah, I think you're right, Gerald. It is. And I think that both of our physicians here in the studio would concur with it. It is obviously the best way to go. But there are people – it's difficult and challenging. And if you are to the point when you have a wound that's not healing, I think it's kind of nice to know that you don't have to throw in the towel. There are options for you. I have so many patients with diabetes. We were talking in the first part of the show about 1 in 10 Minnesotans almost has diabetes. And of those – a lot of them don't know it. And so the best thing to do, as Dr. Bowerly said at the top of the show, was see your primary care doctor and get preventive measures underway. And if you need to have a wound taken care of that isn't healing, despite your best efforts, we have some options for you. I do want to tell you how to get a hold of our hyperbaric program, our limb preservation program. The number is 612-873-6963. That stands for the letters are 612-873-MYMD, but it's 612-873-6963. I also encourage you to go to myhealthymatters.org. Regular readers of the site will notice I haven't done anything in the last few months. We're going to change that now this springtime, and I'll put a thing about this limb preservation program. Thank you, Dr. Masters. Thank you, Dr. Bowerly.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Great to have you back.
Next week's show is going to be about?
We are going to talk about traumatic brain injury. It is the season,
very
unfortunately.
Good. Stay with us here on News Talk A30WCCO.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.